Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this futuristic evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
Okay.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars, because we will not be doing that for you. Boys, welcome to the future.
Why is the future talking so fast?
And we're angry.
Is it so fast in the future? Is that what
we are futuristic today. We'll explain more about that in a second. But
and the people that are listening wish this was in the future, so it was over.
It was. That's right. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm sitting here.
Today is a special Thursday bonus episode.
Would you stop that?
Look, that's just how I'm going to talk in the future. No. That's how we're all
going
to talk.
No, it's not.
We don't even know.
You're going to be very annoying in the future. You know that?
Look, we may not even be living in these bodies in 30 years.
What are you talking about?
We could be like,
have you been watching? I watched a show on the, I think it was Netflix, Altered Carbon.
We could be Altered Carbon. Our consciousness could be uploaded to an avatar or a robotic.
Or an SD card. Goodness.
You have been in, you've ridden Avatar too many times.
I wish. You can't. It's impossible to ride that too many times because you can't get on it unless you want to wait 6 hours. This is Thursday, March the 22nd, 2019, and today we have another milestone episode for you. Big number 37.
Wow.
I mean, when you think of 37, what comes to mind?
Derek, 2 years ago.
Cabbage.
Oh. 37 ounces of cabbage that you eat every day?
Yes, I like it. I like my sauerkraut from a can.
You know what I think of when I think of 37?
No.
Taylor Swift. No, Craig, we went over this.
Oh, sorry.
It's run its course. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 37.
See?
It just doesn't have...
Just rolls off the tongue.
It doesn't have the cuteness to it.
But you still laugh about it.
I do.
Getting back to the topic at hand, we move on today to Milestone Episode 37. To be or not to be.
Wouldn't that be a...
It's this music that's doing it to me.
Is it angry music? Sorry.
To be or not to be, wouldn't that be like in the past? Because that was like Romeo and Juliet?
No.
Is it a love story?
This is a love story. Every day, every podcast.
It wasn't Romeo and Juliet.
Speaking of Switch.
Oh, what was it?
It was like Macbeth or something.
Oh.
Speaking of which.
Sorry.
Love Story is a Taylor Swift song.
See, it just connects. It's kind of like, it's a new Bacon.
What?
Taylor Swift
goes with everything?
She's the new Kevin Bacon. It relates to everybody and everything.
Speaking of
the
Bacon,
game, 5 seconds.
6 degrees.
Yeah.
When it comes to naming things, Craig is not in his element.
Are you sure we're not doing a game show again?
Speaking of bacon, in the future, there will be no bacon. There will be only...
Turkey bacon.
Tofurkey.
The listeners may be wondering... What today's episode is about.
No, they're wondering, why did I listen to this at all?
Now, given the recent amount of closures or announcements of closures or new things that we've... You know, every year we're hearing that things are closing from Disney.
Closure's good, though. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not that time.
That's from a therapy standpoint.
Yeah. And, you know, Craig, being the king of nostalgia that he is, he's had a hard time with the closing of the Great Movie Ride and the Studio Backlot Tour and Lights, Motor, Action. Seems like all these are Hollywood Studios. But a number of different things that are closing down. The Circle of Life, Captain EO, for example. And so
I really wasn't upset about that.
Did anybody have trouble with Circle of Life closing?
No, nobody cared. Okay. It came and went with no aplomb.
Or Captain EO.
And, you know, when they closed the Great Movie Ride, it was, you know, we thought that was kind of one of those rides that was really untouchable, right? Most people did because...
We did.
Because
it was the park.
Right.
In essence.
And so today what we're going to do is this. Gentlemen, the year is 2050.
Okay.
We're going to ask if...
Are we still alive?
32 years from now? Yes.
I'm going to be pushing 70.
Well, what does that say for me then?
Mid-70s.
Today we wanted to just do a little speculating and predict the future, so to speak. The year is 2050. And we're going to ask, will this still be around? Is it going to be or not to be? In the famous words, I believe, of the author R.L. Stine, to be or not to be, that is the question.
Probably not R.L. Stine.
Not R.L. Stine?
Cause it,
that one in Goosebumps?
No, well, it could have been. I'm not a Goosebumps fan.
I loved Goosebumps as a child.
I think you're referring to Shakespeare.
Ah, though. Yes.
In the words of Thomas Edison, to be or not to be.
Is that when he took down Tesla?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll take some turns here asking these questions. Do you want me to start?
Start up. It's your idea, so let's go with it.
Okay, 2050. To be or not to be the Tomorrowland Speedway?
Not to be. It will be gone because...
I say it'll be gone too because...
Gasoline will be outlawed.
Oh.
Not like diesel.
Nope.
No, diesel will never be outlawed.
Well, and you think Tron will be over there, so they'll want to make more room for something else.
Yeah, but in the concept art for that, it's still there. Tomorrowland Speedway is still there.
It's interesting too, Tomorrowland, the whole area, you think by 2050 is not Tomorrowland.
It'll be yesteryear.
Honestly. That's what they kind of assumed by 2018. I say it will be replaced.
So it will not. It will not to be.
I don't
know
if it'll.
That is the question.
I say it'll not to be in the next 10 years.
Yeah, it's one that a lot of people have speculated on over the last few years, and it takes up so much space, and there's a lot, you know. I'm going to say it will be. I think it will be. But I think it'll be a different version. I think the Tomorrowland Speedway, I think it'll be rethemed. I think you'll have like electric cars. So I think you're still going to have a type of ride. It'll just be different.
I agree with that. I think now that rethink, I think you're right that it, I think the electric way will be the way to go.
Yeah.
I agree. Cause environmentalists will want to do away with it and probably already want to do away with all the emissions from those
the fumes.
Cars. Yes.
Well,
safe work environment.
Correct.
Well, we've all speculated. We've all given our answer. Now let's travel to the future to see if it is indeed true.
Hey guys, it's Matthew. It's 2050. I'm here at the Magic Kingdom. And, man, I feel old. Anyways.
And that Matthew started bothering in the future.
Hey, yeah.
Is the raceway still there?
The what? Excuse me, can you give me the correct name for what it is you're asking about?
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Oh yeah, the Tomorrowland Speedway. Hold on a second, I gotta pop my hip back in place. Oh, that feels better.
What happened to you to get so country in these 30 years?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm sitting here outside of Space Mountain, and I don't see a Tomorrowland Speedway, so I guess they did away with it at some point in time.
Put your glasses on.
I don't remember. Oh, there it is, and it's been, it looks just a little different. It's been rethemed to cars, and it's being run on solar-powered gas. All right, the portal's closing.
Guys, I'm sorry I had to step out. I didn't want to stay in here and talk to my future
where
self.
Where did you go?
I couldn't stay in here and talk to my future self and disrupt the space-time continuum.
Yeah, right.
I didn't want to cause a breach.
A black hole.
In the future. So, our listeners didn't know, Derek, that we actually have a time-traveling speech machine in here.
I didn't either.
I've never even heard of such a thing, a time-traveling speech machine.
We got it off Amazon.
You can get anything on Amazon.
Craigslist.
Craig, do you want to ask the next question, to be or not to be?
Sure. All right, 32 years from now, guys, will Enchanted Tiki Room still be around?
You have to ask the question.
To be or not to be?
The rest of the guys love this title. Go ahead, Dirk.
Okay, I'm going to say yes.
You think so?
I will. I do. I will. I will think it is.
It will be.
Because we have a future talking machine.
Oh.
Well, we'll find out today if it's still going to be there.
I say yes because of Walt's love of the animatronic. And and his involvement in the Tiki Room.
And that shows...
I think that that's original Walt in his element, I think, with progression and trying to do things that other people couldn't do at the time. So I say yes.
You say it will be. I think 2050, I think at that point, the popularity, there's not much demand for people to go see that now. And just though, I mean, I think going back to the Great Movie Ride, I think that if they're going to close down that, I think they'll definitely shutter up the Enchanted Tiki Room at some point. So I'm going to say it will not to be.
I like it. Will not to be.
So Derek says it will be there. I say it will not to be there. Sorry, I just have to say that. How about you, Craig?
I understand what Derek said, and I do think that, but I don't think, honestly, they have kept to Walt's original themes on a lot of things and have done away with things despite Walt's influence in those. So I think that it will not be. I think that they'll do away with it, and I don't know what they would even put there, but
they'll come up with something.
I don't see them continuing to keep that. It's not a hugely popular show. but I think they do away with it.
Well, the good news is for us today, we get to find out for sure because we've actually got future Craig on the line. Craig, go ahead and turn on the future talking portal, and we'll ask you in your future self. Go ahead and leave the room because you don't want to disrupt the time continuum. That's Craig walking out of here. All right, Derek, cut the machine on. Craig, future Craig, are you there?
Hey guys, it's Craig.
Craig, you sound like you've gotten a lot older.
What'd you say?
We were here to talk to you about the Enchanted Tiki Room. Are you there in Adventureland? Adventureland.
Oh, Adventure. Yeah, I'm here.
Are you? Do you see? Is the Enchanted Tiki Room still open?
Hold on, my grandkids are asking me some questions. Yeah, that's you go over there and get you one of them ice cream things there. I can't think of the name of it. I can't think of the name when I was in my 40s.
Derek, it's good that the Dole Whip is still around. Derek, you got any questions for Craig?
You haven't answered our question.
Oh, Craig. Who's this?
This is Derek.
How's that podcast going, Derek?
I'm pretty sure it's dead.
Don't you remember, Craig? We stopped doing that 29 years ago.
Diesel.
Hey, he remembers. So is it?
No, I need some more diesel from my hip. Oh, diesel.
Don't think we've come very far with medicine, if that's the case. Craig? Old Craig, is the Enchanted Tiki Room still functioning?
It is. And Walt is in there with it. No, I'm sorry. They brought him back alive.
All right, this isn't
real. Sorry.
He's senile.
Guys, it is no longer here. They've put in another Starbucks.
Oh, no. Our worst nightmare.
Yep.
Well, future Craig, we're starting to lose the connection in the portal.
All right, guys.
Time's here. Well, that was interesting, Derek. Craig, you can come back in.
Hey, what'd I miss? Am I still alive, guys?
You're still here, but man, we had a good
conversation. I'm probably real good with names then, too.
I tell you what, your future self is just as good with names as your present self is.
Awesome.
It sounded like he was yelling angrily at a grandchild. So yeah, he did tell us though that the Enchanted Tiki Room was replaced with a Starbucks.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Probably interesting choice.
I wonder what coffee will be then. $15, $20.
You probably won't even drink it. It'll probably just, you'll probably just look at the machine and it goes into your mind.
This episode is,
I think it's great. There's nothing else out there like it.
There's definitely not.
All right, Derek, your turn.
All right. To be or not to be, will there be any more parks in Walt Disney World?
Ooh.
And what type would you imagine?
theme parks?
Yes. Not water parks.
Or paying triple for parking.
It could be a parking park.
Wow.
What fun would that be?
I think there will be one more theme park. I think there will be a total of five, and I'm not sure what it will be geared toward. I will speculate, and because I could have come up with an answer, I think it will be a villains-themed park for a couple of reasons. One, villains are extremely popular. Anytime a rare character villain comes out, it's met with long lines. And also, I think that was actually one of the ideas. I remember that book that you gave me, The Disney World That Never Was. That was one of the ideas that they had, was a, maybe not a villain-themed park. I think there was a villain-themed land planned for Magic Kingdom, and it sounded amazing. But I think as popular as villains are, and I think there's so many possibilities with that, there's going to be a fifth gate, and it will be themed to villains, Disney villains. Don't know what they'll call it. Villimagination Park. Craig?
Spectro Villain.
To be or not to be, another park.
I mean, they're having trouble right now keeping things in the parks as it is. I mean, as far as, I know they're adding more stuff in the coming years at Hollywood Studios, but I think they're struggling right now even to keep those four interesting and where people want to go to them. So I'm going to say there won't be another park. Now, I think they'll build some other things like, I still think, and I've heard some talk of this, I think they'll go back to original idea for Epcot. I think there will be a place for people to live and work, truly going back to what Walt wanted of Epcot. It won't be Epcot, but it'll be like that. I think something like that, but I don't think another theme park. I think they'll spread themselves too thin doing that. So I say there will not to be.
All right. So we've got one that says to be, one that says not to be. Derek?
I'm going to say there will be one, and it's going to be not just a Marvel-themed park, but I think more of their fantasy-type movie park.
Yeah.
Maybe with, like, A Wrinkle in Time, some of the live-action movies, maybe. And I don't know if some of the characters will be strong enough to support a park like that. But you could definitely have a Marvel, if not all live-action movies, you could definitely have a strictly Marvel park, because by 2050, Disney's going to wipe out Universal with their contract over the Marvel characters. So,
see, I think that would be a great addition to Hollywood Studios, the Marvel Land. Mm-hmm. But you may be right. I mean, they may do a whole different park. But you know what, Matthew? We can find out right now.
Well, I think before we talk to future Derek, because I think we do have him on the line here, I think looking at what they're going to add, you know, you look at Animal Kingdom and how much popular that's been with Pandora and how popular Pandora has been, and you look at what they're going to add at Hollywood Studios. You know, Hollywood Studios will be slammed once mm-hmm. Star Wars Land opens. Looking to the future at Epcot, you're going to have the Ratatouille ride. You're going to have the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. I think Epcot's going to be a lot more popular. Tron's coming to Magic Kingdom, which is already extremely crowded. I think by the time we get to 2050, you're looking at, and even before that, you said they may spread themselves too thin, but I think the parks are going to become so crowded that they're going to have to just open up another one to try to spread those crowds out.
Because that's a good point.
Attendance continues to go up year after year, even though the ticket prices are going to go up. And so I think, you know, Derek, and I think a Marvel park would be ingenious because that'd bring in tons of money. So I think just for the fact of the numbers that they have now, looking forward, I think they're going to have to add another one. That's just my two cents. But as you said, Craig, we can find out right now.
Derek, you need to leave the room.
So here we go. Let's see if we can get him on the line. Derek, are you there? Derek, it's Craig and Matt.
Hey, Derek. You guys died 10 years ago.
Thanks.
We couldn't have. We listened to ourselves already.
Yeah, we already talked to each other.
You just aren't in touch with us.
Oh, that's right.
We fell out from the podcast, I think.
I was excommunicated.
Now, Derek, we know that you're there in your house looking at the Disney park map online.
Yeah, because I can't go anymore.
You probably know what online is at that point. I mean, it's
yeah. do you see any other parks other than the four that we used to talk about?
What? Four? Well, there are six now.
There are six?
Yeah.
What are they?
There's a big old garage park.
A garage? No, not where you park. A theme park.
Oh! There's two of them. Six!
Are there any theme parks?
Yeah, they're all connected now.
Really?
Yeah, six. Oh. There's that. What's that called? I'm as bad as Craig used to be with names.
I still am.
It's a monorail.
Oh, the monorail.
It connects all the parks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
And they have a new hotel, too.
What's that?
The Slums.
The Slums.
Yeah.
How much does a room at the Slums cost you?
More than I can afford. So I just ride up and down the road on my hover round.
So Derek, what's the name of the new theme park that's there?
Oh, it's called Marvelicious.
Marvelicious?
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds fun.
I don't know. They might have changed the language since 2018.
Well, oh no, we're losing the connection. It's sad that we only have a brief amount of time to use that connection. Derek, come on back in here.
Well, I was afraid the other Derek was going to come in. So
what did he say?
He said there's a new theme park called Marvelicious.
I don't think I want to go there.
I couldn't tell if the new Derek of the future was as violent as the current Derek.
He seemed to be a lot more tame.
Yeah. Well, he probably couldn't get around as well as he used to.
That or he just ran everybody off. That he
Marvelicious knew. Sounds like a disappointment, though.
Yeah, I don't think I'm...
I like that.
Bad choice of the name. I like the idea of the Marvel theme park. We've covered Tomorrowland Speedway, Enchanted Tiki Room, whether or not there will be another park at Walt Disney World, another gate. I've got another one. To be or not to be. Oh no, what's that? Oh no.
Did somebody just mess their drawers?
We just lost the connection. We can't talk to the future selves anymore.
Thank goodness.
Sure.
Whatever we did, I'm glad we did it.
Oh man. Well, we'll try to get that fixed before the next time.
No, we won't.
To be or not to be. The Coral Reef Restaurant. In Epcot. Derek?
I'm going to go with to be.
Ooh.
Because all the fish in the aquarium are likely to be some of the last of their species.
But do you still think they'll...
That's pretty deep.
Will they still be around?
Wow.
Like, are they going to live that long?
We're all going to be having man-made food. It's not going to be...
It's going to be some of the lesser species, and you get to pick them out to eat them.
That is very, like fine dining. That's very bleak.
Well, that's what Disney does to you.
Craig, do you still think to be or not to be?
I think it would be. I mean, I think the aquarium would be hard to, unless you put another kind of attraction in there. I think with the aquarium there, I think it'll still be, it may not be the coral reef, but it'll still be themed. My personal opinion, you don't see a lot of restaurants changing. I mean, over the years, you don't see Disney focusing on, we're going to change this restaurant, retheme it or whatever. You don't see that whole lot, so I think it'll still be there.
32 years away.
Same menu.
Yeah. I think the Coral Reef will still exist. Maybe it may have a different name. I think they may give it a different title or retheme it.
Reef Coral.
Because that tends to be something popular they do with some of the restaurants is a retheming. So I think, and it is, I think it's starting to show its age. A little bit, so maybe an update.
The carpet on the wall?
Yeah, and just the signage and everything. I think it'll still be there, but it'll be certainly be updated and upgraded by then. So there's my last one for the day. I think we're all going to do two today, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Craig?
Okay, mine is, to be or not to be, the monorail system.
Ah.
Do you think it will no longer be there or be replaced with something... different.
Something more efficient?
That would be a good thing, too. you know, we're bringing in the what's the new system going to be called?
The gondolas.
The gondolas, yes.
I heard a podcast talking about this the other day that mentioned possibly there was some rumor of a story, which I didn't see, that the monorail system was going to be done away with. So I think by 2050, it will not to be. The monorail system, sadly, it breaks down a lot, high maintenance costs. I think there'll be an outcry when that happens. But
again, another Walt thingy.
But I think as you said, they're putting in the gondola system, so they're looking at other alternative methods of transportation. I just think that by that time, it's going to be, unless they want to completely build new monorail cars, which I don't see them doing, I think, sadly, it will not to be.
But they used to update the monorail cars quite often, really.
Yeah, and the ones in Disneyland have been updated. I mean, those are nice.
I'm gonna say they are to be.
Good. I hope you're right.
At least the Magic Kingdom loop.
Okay.
Because I don't think they can take it away from the deluxe resorts that are around the...
That is a big selling point.
...the lake. So... I'm going to say at least half of it's still going to be there. I'm not sure if the Epcot loop will survive. That's my take.
Okay. I'm saying it's all gone. It's going to be teleportation. No, I'm joking. I think it will to be because of what Derek just said. I think they have to offer something even more. Even though you're closest to Magic Kingdom, they still want to offer more for the deluxe resort. So you've got to have, another one of those draws. And that's why I don't think they'll ever extend anywhere else. Because I think that's the draw of staying in the deluxe resorts. Plus, there's no telling. I can't remember the cost of what it was to put that in originally, but you can imagine what it would cost now to extend that.
Right.
So I don't think that would ever happen either. So I think it's still to be, but I think there will be more transportation of different ways. I think buses will eventually be done away with in some kind of way because, again, we're looking at the future and looking at environment. I think the buses are, you know, they do a great job of working on the environment with those buses, but I think that's something they'll probably eventually do away with as well. But I think it's to be in some form or fashion.
Well, I think we know. I guess I wasn't listening very well because Future Derek said that the monorail system connected all the parks. Then again, I don't know how much we can trust Future Derek.
I don't
either. He seemed to be a little confused.
Yes. The current Derek seems a little confused. But
he just enjoyed being on his hub around, I'm thinking.
How did you know, Derek? You weren't even in here.
I had to listen.
I tell you what.
I could not listen.
I'm upset that machine malfunctioned. Otherwise, we could just go to the future and talk to you, Craig, and see if it's there or not.
I think we're better off not, because I think you still have that grandkid.
Yeah, probably so. Derek, why don't you go ahead and ask us our final to be or not to be question?
Yes, I say the future. Craig is living and working at Disney, so he was probably like working there when we talked to him a while ago.
He didn't sound like a viable employee, to be honest. I don't think Disney could have kept him on.
To be or not to be, free fast passes or paid fast passes? Craig?
I know Craig's answer.
Answer is they will be charging to use fast passes, or they'll have a totally different system again. But I think it will be a paid system. I mean, if you're going to start charging for parking, you're going to start charging for fast. I mean, as if Disney doesn't make enough money, they're still looking for ways to get more money out of you. And I think fast passes is, as I've said on the last episode, we go to parks right now, amusement parks, and they charge for, you know, the fast passes that they offer. So I think Disney goes that route just simply because to make more money and to limit how many of those are given away. So I say to be. Not.
So, yeah.
Sorry, they gave you two choices on the to be. It was...
Right.
Fast passes included in park admission are not to be. That is, I'm with Craig. They're already taking steps in terms of, you know, they're allowing concierge guests to buy additional fast passes and book them earlier. So they're continuing to add up charges like that. And I think by the time you're looking at over 30 years from now, like Craig said, there may be a completely different system. You know, they may just have it ingrained in our DNA by then, what rides we get to ride. I think that's something else too, is there may be like a, they may put a ride quota in by that time to where once you've ridden a certain number of rides, you're no longer allowed to ride anymore to try to continue to even out guests' opportunities. I'd certainly hope that's not the case, but then again, you're talking a long time from now, and I think the free fast passes are going to be long gone by the time we get to 2050.
I'm going to say they're gone. They are not to be.
Mm-hmm.
Completely?
As free to everyone. Oh. I'm going to say they're going to build enough resorts. And the if you do not stay on Disney property, you will not enter Ooh. The park.
You won't get I'm to gonna, go in the park?
Right.
Wow.
That's bold.
But that's not really about fast passes. Let me back it.
No, that's good. That's good.
Craig, we're going to have to get that machine fixed so we can talk to future Derek about this.
We better go with future Matthew because he makes more sense than the other two. I guess because he's the youngest.
Oh, that's it.
But going back to fast passes, I think free fast passes will be gone to everyone except for resort guests. I think it's going to become a resort perk. And that's going to be able to give them justification for charging.
So you, not only is it just for hotel guests, but they're having to pay for those FastPass experiences?
No, it's part of your room price.
Okay, so the FastPass system are still free, but just not available to off-site guests.
Right, and the price of the room is going to be, I mean, say, I don't know what inflation's going to account for, but just talking in today's dollars, let's say pop is... What, anywhere from $100 a night to $140,
yeah,
roughly, it's going to go up to $200 a night. And that's going to be your, I mean,
that's definitely a perk worth paying for. You know, there's not a lot of hotel perks now to staying on site.
Right, they keep going down. The extra magic hours used to be the big one, but now everybody goes to them, and I don't see the worthwhileness of it.
Kind of a scary future to think about. I tell you what, I think
when they start charging for everything like they're doing, that's what makes it worse.
I tell you what, our maintenance guy just came in and got the machine fixed. So, which future?
Didn't. No, he didn't. It broke it again.
Which future self do we want to?
Let's go to Matthew because he probably makes the most sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Future Matthew, are you there?
Hey.
We got a few questions for you now that we've reconnected.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, guys, what's up?
Is the monorail still there?
The monorail system? It's been gone for a while.
Oh, man.
But there's still parts of it. I don't know. It's kind of fuzzy. I can't remember. It's here and it's not.
What about, are they charging for fast passes?
Coral Reef, yeah, Coral Reef is still around.
How did you know that?
It's still around. Is that not what Derek said?
In the future, you can read minds?
Well, yeah, we reach back in our consciousness and pull the thought out.
Hey, Matthew, what are you doing over there?
Well, oh, hey, Craig.
No, keep him away. He can't be around.
Oh, no. Yeah, you said about fast passes. Yeah, they've been having to pay for a while, and really to get them, you got to stay on property. Derek was right all along.
How did you know Derek was right?
I remember that episode. I listened to it in preparation for the interview.
That's right.
Yeah. So, well, guys, I gotta go. My grandkids they're wanting to run outside and teleport over to Miami. So I'll see you later.
See you, future Matthew. Wow. Hey, you missed it. I mean,
how is my future self?
He actually, we should have asked him if any of our wives listen to the episodes.
I think we know the answer.
Oh, okay.
He got, Belmont called him back up and said he could get 4 more years of eligibility.
Yes.
Boy, I hope he didn't take him up on that offer. It'll be painful. Well, guys, this has been fun. Looking forward to the future, speculating what will and will not be there. I look forward to doing this episode, an episode like this again.
We have to say it's pure speculation. Please don't bank on anything we've said.
I don't think anybody's going to do that, considering we were talking to our future selves.
No, that was real. I mean, that.
Yeah, that legitimate.
You could tell.
It is time for.
Grim.
Gritty.
Greatness.
I meant to ask if the Grim Grinning Guys will be or not to be.
Ooh, do we know the answer to that, too?
Derek, it's your turn to ask today's Grim Grinning Greatness question. What do you got for us today?
Okay, since we've been talking about the future and changes, what one attraction would you remove right now? It doesn't have to be a ride, but something that attracts people to view it.
And we don't have to replace it with anything? Just,
no.
Just get rid of it?
Just get rid of it.
Okay.
Since it's my question, I'm going to answer first, as usual.
Uh-huh.
And I think, I hate to do it, but it, as much as I love food, I am going to remove a restaurant.
Whoa.
I count restaurants as attractions.
Of course you do.
Of course.
But I'm gonna remove Tony's. I'm just taking it off of Main Street.
Just and putting it out of its misery.
Not replacing it.
It could be, but I'm not gonna rush it. I think that
I think there's enough Italian food around.
Yeah, there's plenty of Italian, and Magic Kingdom does need some new restaurants, but
mm-hmm.
but I'm just not sure what to put.
Okay. I've got my answer.
Go ahead, Craig.
And this is not going to be popular at all.
Uh-oh.
I would take out It's a Small World.
Oh, no.
I don't mind that.
Blasphemy.
And you know why, too?
Why?
It is such a bottleneck through there.
That part of Fantasyland is.
If you took out that and didn't put anything back in there, of course you wouldn't. I mean, you'd have to take out Pinocchio.
The Village House.
So village
you're just
house.
Gutting that whole area.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That's sad.
I know it's tough because that's one of those rides that it's just a connection to Disneyland. And like I said, it's not popular, but I don't know. I would be fine without it.
Well, how sad. How sad.
I'm not too sad about it, really.
I'm a little upset.
I like the ride, but it's one I do every third trip or so.
Yeah, it's not. We don't do it every trip for sure. But anyway, I'll do that one.
I am going to take out Mission Space at Epcot. I think it's a decent attraction. I think there could be something way better there. I think it was designed as an e-ticket type attraction, and it's just not.
It's lost the zeal.
Yeah, and it's the green version. I rode it recently. It's just so bad, and so many people can't ride it. I'm going to put in more of a. I'm going to go ahead and replace it. I'm going to put in more of a family friendly space type of attraction.
Small World.
No, but I don't know. Mission Space. I feel like it should be greater than what it is. And I know they recently redid it, but I don't know. I think there's so many things you can do with the space theme that is more family friendly. So that's what I'm gutting. See ya. Mission Space.
There you have it.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. But it's a small world, man.
I know.
I think Craig made the boldest move here.
And I don't think it would be far-fetched for them to do it. I mean, they remove other rides that you'd think they'd never take that out, and they have, so.
Yeah.
I mean, if you move Toad's Wild Ride, what would keep you from removing Small World?
Or the Great Movie Ride.
Or the Great Movie Ride.
Well, guys, it's been fun going to the future with you all today. It's been a blast from the past and the future. And I really didn't know when we started recording this episode that we'd be able to talk to our future selves, but that was pretty amazing.
Good thing we found that button on that machine.
Yeah. I mean, this is podcast. This is stuff you've never heard on a podcast before that we're
guaranteed.
It's like other people take this seriously or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this show, we've proven before, it defies all logic. So
some people do this for a living. Not us.
Not us. Well, guys, we are thankful for the listeners for joining us today. Those that stuck around to the end, kudos to you.
Crickets.
For listening to the whole episode. But, you know, we'll be back on Monday providing you with some more sound advice.
And always touring. Keep in mind, Thursday are the fun episodes. I mean, they're just silly.
Well, they're all
and,
fun.
Yeah, they are. But Thursdays are the
and Monday we're all business.
That's right. Back with our suits on.
Very serious.
It's like we have a mullet.
Right now.
Mondays are the party Mondays in the back. Are the front, and okay. Thursdays are the back.
Yeah.
That's that's our tagline from now on. Grim Grinning Guys, the mullet episode, the mullet podcast.
That's right. Well, we thank you for listening. We thank you for following us, liking us, sharing us, downloading us, and
being like family.
And sticking with us through all this nonsense. You are our family. Come and join us at the dinner table anytime. But we're not going to give you our address. So, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Probably.
Hello, welcome to the future. This is 2050. My name is Matt.
Hey, probably this one.
Wait, why does Matt sound so angry in the future?
All right, guys, in we're looking at 32 years from now. Will Tiki Talk still be around?
That's not a show, Craig. What?
The other podcast?
Oh, that is the podcast. Guys, it's too early.
Where all the cars are, the 10 Lizzies.
The 10 Lizzies. Well, it's in Opera Land.
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yes. All right, guys. Oh, gosh.
Craig, that's not a thing anywhere. All right. 10 Lizzies.
30. I said, yeah, I know.